This is Dr. Letitia Wright for IDCDating.com. IDC Dating is where we're creating multicultural relationships every day. Today, my guest is Melanie Dotson. She is the Internet Dating Coach at www.internetdatingcoach.com. Let me tell you a little bit about her. During her first few months online dating, Melanie noticed that the average daters weren't very effective at presenting themselves in their online profile or through their correspondence. She also met many folks who were hesitant about using this fantastic tool due to their concerns, which she found were often based in truth but ended up being largely blown out of proportion. Melanie began dispensing internet dating advice, and the feedback to her single friends and acquaintances was she was known as the internet dating poster child. In April 2005, Melanie was asked to testify in front of the Florida state legislature in support of a bill that would effectively make internet dating safer. Her involvement in this important legislation is a testament to the experience and the insight that she provides to the internet dating community. Welcome, Melanie Dotson.
Thank you very much.
We're going to talk about today, really, you specialize in profile makeovers, and people are not really making their profiles the best. They're just kind of winging it, writing it, and you really specialize in making someone's profile a fantastic tool.
Yes, that's right. What I found through my personal internet dating experience going back several years ago was that the average internet dater was, as you said, doing a poor job of representing themselves. And part of it was the medium was new and people weren't really sure what to say, what was appropriate, what was going to be interesting, what was going to make them effective and compelling online. And part of it's just, you know, people tend to be a little bit lazy about certain things and don't necessarily put the effort in. So when I came into it, I noticed that, wow, this is a really great tool, and if people could really optimize and put the time into it and the thought, they could potentially get some really great results, because every day people are coming together, meeting each other online, and I said, well, there's so much potential here. I'd love to help people to use this tool more effectively.
Okay. Now, when they're beginning to set up their profile, what are some of the things that you ask people to really think about?
Yeah. The first thing, which may be obvious to some, but it's interesting when you talk to people, to others, they don't really have a clear idea about this, and that is, what is it they're looking to get out of this? What is their goal? Some people are looking, you know, just to meet people, make friends. Maybe they're new to the area. Some people are looking, you know, to go on as many dates as possible. Some people are looking for a lifelong partner, want to get married, have kids, something like this. And then there's a lot of people who just kind of have their toe in the water. So the first thing is to get a clear idea on whatever it is, no judgment, but to get an idea of what is it you're looking to get out of this. The second thing is, how well do you know yourself? And that's the first question that needs to be answered when it comes to putting your profile together, because the better you know yourself and what makes you tick and what you need and what you desire and what works for you, the better you can do it at creating sort of an advertisement, which is what an online personal is. It's basically an advertisement telling people what you are and compelling them to read on and also to engage the people who would be a good match and compel them to respond.
Okay. So when you sit down and work with someone on how well do they know themselves, do you mean in terms of what kind of person they want or what they need in their life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of it is really sort of a personal journey where you're maybe brainstorming, writing down, what is it that I need? There's different techniques. There's a book that's out by actually the founder of a big internet dating site. And the gist of the book is to come up with the top 10 must-haves and your top, and I think that's a really great tool when you're going out into internet dating, for example. Other tools are a lot of online sites will have tools that let you basically gauge your personality type, psychological profiles, compatibility tests that they'll have you take, which then they'll use to go ahead and not only give you the feedback so you can gain insight into what are your priorities, what are your values, what makes you tick, but then they'll go ahead sometimes and help you to find matches by using the results of those tests. Online in general, whether it's on a dating site or any other site, there's so many free tools out there to help you with this introspection and give you a lot of ideas if you don't already have a crystal clear image of who you are and what you need. But that's a very good first step for any dater, really, and especially for an internet dater, because that's where you have to put it all down on the screen and put out what you're all about. And if you don't know that, the next step's going to be more difficult.
Okay. Then what's our next step?
The next step is, once you've got a clear idea of who you are and what you're looking for, you need to put together a presentation. And any online profile on any site is going to be comprised of three major pieces. The first piece is going to be your photos, as everyone knows. Mm-hmm. Most sites have a spot for photos, very important piece. The second piece would be your essays, and that's any kind of written essay or description that you would put in answer to any of the questions that a site might have. The third piece would be your multiple choice answers, how you answer any question that has a multiple choice format. All three of these are equally important, and they need to be given equal attention.
Okay, let's talk about the essay.
Okay.
Is it just one big long paragraph? Should it only be 400 words? What's your recommendation?
Well, what most people I find tend to go a little bit on the shorter side. Now, I think there are some people out there who are just so gifted at writing that they can really compel people and evoke, you know, what they're all about by writing very concisely. I think the average person probably needs to take advantage of most of the space they're given. On any given dating site, you're going to have parameters for how much you can write. Some sites will have about 1,000 words that you can write, excuse me, maybe it's 1,000 characters. Whatever it is, in certain essays, you should take advantage, most people should take advantage of that space and fill it up. Having said that, you don't want to just write anything to fill up your space, but once again, you've come into this, if you're at this stage, you really should have that clarity, and you should pick out probably, I would say, 5 top ideas that you want to get across. For example, if you're someone who is very much into family, meaning you might have already have children, or you want to have children, or you're just very committed to your parents and your grandparents, whatever family means to you, if that is one of maybe your top 5 things that's key for you that you want to get across to a reader, then that would be one of the things you'd put on your brainstorm list that you would talk about. Other things could be, if you're very into health and fitness, that might be something you'd want to talk about and explain and elaborate on that. Anything else that would be really key for you. You're not going to necessarily have room in your essays, depending on the site, to write about everything under the sun that is interesting or important to you, but you want to pick the top handful of things that will be not just important to you, but think of your reader. Whenever you're putting your profile together, any aspect of it, keep your audience, your ideal audience, in mind. So one thing to think about when you're writing is, who am I targeting? I know myself. I know what kind of match I'm looking for. I need to write to those kinds of people. They're my audience. I'm not trying to be all things to all people. I do want to keep in mind the people I'm trying to attract and bring in. So that kind of helps set up the framework. And a lot of people that I coach, once I say that to them, they have sort of an aha, because part of what keeps people from really writing much in their essays or writing anything that's interesting is they sometimes just don't know what to say, because they're thinking, well, if I say that, I'm going to get them across this way. Keep in mind, you want to get across what's most important to you, but you're not trying to be, you know, Mr. or Mrs. Right to everybody.
Okay.
So there's something to be said for being distinct.
And knowing that you're cutting off some people with what you're going to say, and you're okay with that because that's not who you're trying to attract.
Exactly. Okay. You're not trying to be controversial, but you are trying to be authentically you.
Okay. So they have to think about who they're talking to and think about, I guess you can go back to that, your top 10 things that you like to draw mm-hmm. from that, or just mm-hmm. things that are important.
Or pick of the 10 things that you've said are most important, I would pick 5 of them that would be relevant to your audience.
Okay. Now, a lot of people say your headline has got to be a killer headline.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that?
I think it helps. Certainly, you don't want anything that does any damage, and you know that to some people may be obvious what those things are. Anything that's inappropriate or crude, or certainly anything negative, should be kept out of it.
Okay, well, give us some quick examples
of what
we should not be doing.
I've seen some headlines that sometimes you don't know if someone's trying to be funny or clever or just have dark humor, but when you don't know them, you don't know that, it can come across as strange. An example I saw once was a woman who had written, "I'm tired of dating all these losers." some people will say something like, I'm sick of the bar scene, somebody out there help. So, you know, a lot of people you'll see in their essays, they'll talk about how they're tired of the bar scene and all that. And you may or may not realize, if you don't have experience with internet dating, there are certain things out there that are cliche.
Okay.
Doesn't mean that they're not true, and they're authentic in some sense, but you see them so much they become not only cliche. What's that?
Meaningless. They become meaningless.
They become meaningless. And also, in the case of things that are negative, I'm tired of the bar scene. That may be true, and that may, there may be something that someone else can relate to. However, in my opinion, if you're going to be choosing the words you're going to put out there, I would say accentuate the positive. You don't want to come across as negative. If you are really in a negative space, you may want to think about whether this is the time you want to start dating. You know, there's something to be said for dating when you're ready. But generally, you want to have a positive but real expression of who you are.
Okay.
So stay away from the negative, stay away from the inappropriate, and try to be fun, try to be creative. You don't necessarily want to use private jokes because they're just that. They're private, no one will understand them. But find a few key words or phrases that really – sometimes if you have written or put together your entire profile and then go back and try to do the headline, sometimes it's easier because what you're getting across, what you want to get across in your profile is sort of your theme. It's your the way you express yourself. You have a theme. Once again, you've picked your top five areas. You're going to kind of expound on all of those. People can get a sense of who you are by looking at your profile. Sometimes put it together, go back, and come up with a headline, maybe a little easier.
Okay. Now, when it comes to talking about the specific things that you're into,
mm-hmm.
how can we represent them to make them, I mean, look interesting? I mean, do we just say, hey, I like the bowl, I'm looking for someone else who likes the bowl, or do
mm-hmm.
we, or, I mean, do we really go into a little more detail than that?
Well, I mean, you know, bowling, as an example of a recreational activity, if it's something that you really enjoy and you really are looking for a partner, and it's one of the things, of all the things in your life that you've chosen is most key for you to put out there, you'd put it in the section about what activities you like, or if they don't have that section and you have room, you'd put it in your main essay. But what you'd want to do is stand out from the rest, and anything you do to describe yourself, if you say you like bowling, let's say you have five different sports or hobbies or activities you like to do. Instead of what a lot of people do is they list them out. I like to bowl, I like yoga, I like playing with my dogs, I like... That's all great because it's a good step in the right direction. It gives someone an idea of who you are. But one way to make your essays more interesting and to stand out from other people and make them unique is to kind of elaborate a little bit. Tell a story. Make people want to read what you have to write. And that the way to do that is if you're talking about bowling, if you have chosen that as one of the things you definitely want to get across, tell a little story. Oh, I was just bowling last week, and, you know, I scored my highest score this season, and I love our bowling shirts, and there's a picture attached. And make it kind of colorful. Make it interesting. If you've chosen to talk about it, don't just make it a list of activities or a list of adjectives describing yourself, but explain and illustrate your point and make it interesting.
And bowling short shorts would interest most men.
Well, actually, I didn't mean to say you know, that's true. It would. I'll be careful with that message, women. But what I meant to say was bowling shirt.
Okay. So we're putting our profile together. We've got our headline. And then we get to the multiple choice or the question and answer part.
Mm-hmm.
In order to not be negative, like you said before, but yet truthful,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes it gets difficult for people to answer those questions.
Yeah. What I find is, I would say this. The first step that I do when I am coaching somebody is we go through a brainstorming/interview session. And in that session, I'm asking them all kinds of questions and pulling out of them all sorts of information so I can get a sense of who they are, what's important to them, and then help draw the theme from that. Now, that's with me with my coaching clients, but you can do that same thing for yourself. If you sit down and brainstorm and go, okay, you know what, I found online this survey I can do that gives me sort of a psychological profile, which just gives me a little bit of insight and material I can work with. I would do that first. Once you've done that, sit down with the results and say, okay, I've got this. I'm going to use this along with what in my head I'm thinking I want to get out of this experience and what is it I want to put out there. Brainstorm everything that comes to mind. Put it all down on paper. The definition of brainstorm in my mind is to basically dump everything from your brain onto the paper with no self-editing. And that's the first process that gets you to a creative space. So what I say is don't self-edit. Put it all down. What is it you're looking for? What would really be exciting to you? Assume you could have anything you want in a mate. You know, don't say, well, you know, I'd really like this, but I don't think it's realistic. Start off by just thinking, dreaming big, like with anything. Put it all down and then go through and go, okay, you know what? Now that I've put it all down, go back the next day and say, this is what I'm going to talk about. These are my top five areas I want to get across. Once you've completed your profile, or your draft, I should say, of your profile, keep your profile hidden at first until you're completely done with it as far as the first draft, as far as the first round, rather. Keep it hidden so that you can work on it over the course of several days. When you've got your first draft done, what I think is a great idea is to run it by a couple of good friends. And I would include in those friends if you have, you know, male and female friends to get a couple different perspectives. Not only will they give you feedback about what you've written, but they may say, hey, you know, I think you're so fascinating in this way, and I think that's a really great selling point. Maybe you should talk about this, or I see you talked about that. Maybe you should tell this story, and that would be so interesting, or, ooh, that's not appropriate. Maybe you shouldn't say it that way because it comes across, you know, in a manner you don't intend. This kind of feedback can be really invaluable, because for any of us trying to write something, especially when we're pouring out on this profile who we are and what we're looking for, we're kind of making ourselves vulnerable. And for a lot of us, this is completely new. It's hard to see things the way other people will see. So do yourself a favor and get a couple friends to help you out.
Okay.
Give you their stamp of approval.
Their input, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is it okay to change your profile? I mean, once you've been on the website for a while, and or is that seen as, it's not good?
No, what I think is good is think of your profile as, like, to some extent, as a website that has somewhat dynamic content. There are certain things about your profile and about you, more importantly, that won't change. In your core, you are who you are. You're trying to get the same message across no matter what. But you want to keep your profile interesting. What happens a lot of times is that internet dating is not a static experience. It's very dynamic. There's new people coming on, people dropping off all the time. And in general, dating sites are growing. So you're never going to have the same people on any given day or week looking at your profile. There will be some of the same, but you're always going to have new faces. Another variable that you want to keep in mind, because always think about who is your audience, you're going to have people who are in a different frame of mind. Let's say somebody's in one state of mind and they look at your profile. Then a month later, things in their life and their perspective have changed. They're looking again at your profile. You never know who's going to want to possibly approach you or react differently. Another way to keep things interesting for those same people who may come back or for new people is to change up some aspects of your profile. One of the fastest ways to do that, fastest and easiest and most impactful ways, is to change your photos. Now, we didn't talk yet about photos, but I do think it's a very important piece. And if you don't mind, I'd like to just take 1 or 2 minutes
on
that. Photos are a really key piece of anybody's profile, and what you'll find on some dating sites, on most dating sites, is there's always a certain percentage of people who do not have photos. I have yet to meet a client or anyone with internet dating experience who chose not to have a photo up and had a good reason. It's so rare that people have no photo and have a good reason for it. Typically, it boils down to people not being savvy enough to know how, not feeling comfortable, or otherwise just haven't gotten around to it, a little bit lazy. So having said that, important, very, very important to have a photo up there. When you have a photo up, you want it to be, again, compelling, interesting, has to be you, it has to be recent. One thing that I find is universally appealing is the use of great color and clarity and composition in your photos.
Okay.
Doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go to a professional photographer, although that's all right. And just a quick note, if you do go to a professional photographer, make sure they know that you're doing this for internet dating and find out if they have any experience with portraits for online personals, because some people will put you in the old-fashioned kind of photographer studio with the blue sky background, and it's going to look way too staged and, in my opinion, does not come across the right way for the medium of online dating. Get someone who can take some shots of you outside. Typically, those work really well, in my opinion. But if you're not going to go to a professional photographer, and let's face it, most of us don't do that, get a friend to take some pictures that you think are representative of what you're trying to get across. Again, keeping in mind who you are and your image. And I would also, in choosing your outfits, choosing your settings, keep the choice wide. So I would say if you're into athletics and fitness and whatnot, and you go to yoga a couple times a week or you bowl, I would say wear that outfit in some of your pictures. Maybe even you're actually taking the picture just after, before, or during an activity. You're having your digital camera with you, for example, and you're getting some photos of you in your real life. If you're doing a sort of a staged photo session, try to reenact some of it. But you want to get the whole range of your life, everything that's appropriate.
Everything that's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Melanie Dodson. She is at www.theinternetdatingcoach.com. This is Dr. Wright for idcdating.com. At idcdating.com, we're creating multicultural relationships every day. Thank you for joining us. Remember, ignoring what's conscious is neither safe nor right, and I'll see you next time.